for years, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is better known as UNRWA, has been a key provider of education, healthcare, and support for Palestinian refugees. But according to the founder of IsraelBehindTheNews.com, journalist, master's in social work, community organizer, and writer David Verdane, some of its schools are doing more than teaching maths and grammar. They're allegedly indoctrinating children with jihadi ideology. Now, David is leading a campaign to convince major international donors to pull funding from UNRWA schools unless reforms are made. He joins me now on the line from Israel to unpack the evidence and the impact. David, thanks so much for chatting with me here on The Home Run. If we can start with the heart of your campaign, what are you claiming that UNRWA schools are teaching? How widespread is it? And what is the proof you have?
The proof we have is in the schools themselves. We, as a news agency and research office, we had total access to the UNRWA schools for years. And what we have chronicled is a system where children learn to kill Jews openly. No conspiracies here. Look at our website, IsraelBehindTheNews.com. Either go to where it says documentary movies, or go to where it says the curriculum itself. And you have there the children are taught that the Jews have no rights in Palestine or in Israel, as the case may be. And specific lessons praising those who have conducted murders of Jews, and they become martyrs for the kids. Now, this is not just, it's in the school books, but what we've shown in our movies is that the kids go through a very clear, training sessions where the kids understand the importance of kidnapping, the importance of murder, the importance of raping. And this is open books. Nothing is conspiratorial. Now, what is surprising is the lack of response from Jews around the world and the Jews in Israel to what's going on. In other words, if you were to make a representation to ambassadors and consuls who fund UNRWA, and UNRWA gets $1.6 billion a year, they would say, look, this is not appropriate for a United Nations agency. It would have a response. And when I meet with top people in the UN, and my agency has met four times with Guterres' staff, that's the UN Secretary General, we are surprised that more Jews aren't responding. Because this is there's nothing conspiratorial here. They're very clear in terms of their message. And in 4 weeks, on September 1st, the schools begin again. And the whole system of indoctrination to murder amongst kids is being renewed. It's not only incitement, it's indoctrination. And I don't know if there's hatred, much worse than hatred. It's the systematic regimentation of children, very similar to the Nazi youth. And this is what we're facing. And what is unfortunate, again, is the apathy of Jews. Well, we showed what our movies showed, the 26 movies we produced, which are on our website, IsraelBehindTheNews.com. They show them how we filmed over a period of 20 years, how the movies, the summer camps in the schools, in the informal activities, basically prepare the children for war and for murder. And this is not something that should be looked at as just a side issue. It should be a major issue. And when they talk about Palestinian David, state, well, that's what they're talking about. And by the way, David, all the school books that they have, they don't say Palestinian Authority on the state, Palestinian state. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
UNRWA receives funding from dozens of countries. Who specifically are you targeting in your campaign, and how are you convincing them to take this seriously? Well,
what we're trying to do is, again, bring the movies and the school books to the attention of the ambassadors, the consuls, people who are responsible. And it is having an effect. UNRWA has declared me their persona non grata, their number one enemy, because the government of Israel isn't responding. So they think we're working for the government of Israel or some governments, but it's having an effect, which is good. When we sent in photographers to the schoolyards last week, the photographers were stopped and they were asked them if they were working for me. Well, anyway, it's having an effect. It's very hard to imagine a schoolyard where the schoolyard near the school, surrounded by pictures of murderers, and which is very, very explicit. And this is not something that they hide. They're very much open. The difference between dealing with these guys and dealing with the Nazis try to cover everything up. They don't cover anything up. Everything is open. They're very proud of it. I got access to the school books from an interview I did with Yasser Arafat, the head of the PLO, back in 1996. I asked him, when are you going to speak words of peace in Arabic? He says, you must see my new school books. And we asked if he could get us access. He got us access. Very proud of what he's doing. They're not bashful in a sense. The people who are bashful are the people who raised money for the peace process, saying that the money was going to go for education for peace. Never, not one penny went for education for peace. Today, we made a presentation at an agency, that's the Center for Near East Policy, the Center for Near East Policy Research. We made a presentation for the American Jewish Committee. Many of the people there, it was the first time that they'd seen this material. And that's part of the deal, to raise funds with people who can influence. And if there are people out there in South Africa who would like us to do a briefing either in person or by Zoom, fine. Next week we have a delegation from Australia coming, and we're going to be meeting them and orienting them to this reality.
David, the schooling is not the only thing that UNRWA does. What would you say to those who argue that defunding UNRWA would collapse vital services for Palestinians? How would you respond to those who say that your campaign could make things worse?
First of all, we're talking about a $1.6 billion budget, and we're not talking about the other things outside of education. Education is the one thing the one lethal item, and if we can crack at the education system, we have a chance of saving lives. That's what we're talking about.
Have you had any threats or attempts to silence your work?
I wish people would threaten me. I would feel more important. The way in which they deal with me is by, and where our agency is, by ignoring us. I mean, if we had some death threats, I would welcome that. That would be wonderful, because that would show that they're taking us seriously. But they don't take us seriously at all. They just assume they'll get away with it because, like other journalists who don't see what's really going on, they just assume that if we show apathy, then that'll solve the problem.
What needs to happen for this campaign to be taken seriously?
What needs to happen is a few of your listeners to contact the UN, but also contact the Israel ambassador and set up your own information agency wherever you are. We have to have people look at our movies, look at the school books, and raise questions, raise protests. And I'm telling you, I'm so optimistic, because once the truth comes out, and all it has to do is come out in dribs and drabs, we will have the effect that we want.
David, the UNRWA schools that operate in Gaza, where Hamas is in control, and the UNRWA schools that operate in the West Bank, where the Palestinian authorities in control, are they different? I mean, in essence, is there a difference between Hamas and the Palestinian authority?
Precisely the same curriculum, precisely the same schools operate in Gaza, Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. No difference whatsoever. Very important. And to say that there's a difference would be silly, because there isn't. If there was, I would make a point of it, but it isn't. And remember, Hamas won the election. There was only one election back in 2006. Hamas won the election in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza. And so it gained control of the legislative process, and most important, in control of the schools, education, and the school books. Very important.
What does accountability look like to you? Are you calling for full defunding, or is there a path to reform?
I'm looking at one aspect. One aspect of funding needs to be addressed, and that's the schools. Look, UNRWA gives 58% of their budget to the schools. That is what has to be addressed. And I think that the more people you can, through a Zoom, you can have a seminar where we show not only the school books, but the movies that we have, where the kids are taught to murder where the kids go through sessions on kidnapping and raping and stealing army vehicles and invading kibbutzim. And when the war began on October 7, 2 years ago, of course, our movies were seen a little bit more because we showed exactly how they went through their practice. That's it. But we haven't, again, the attitude of the establishment is to ignore us and hope that we go away. Well, I'm not going away.
And it's very encouraging to hear that you're not going away. The question of how we educate the next generation is never neutral. And David Badin is challenging the world to look more closely at where its dollars, and in our case, its rands go, and what values they're reinforcing. Whether you agree or disagree, the debate around UNRWA isn't going away anytime soon. And the stakes clearly could not be higher. That is David Badin, who is the founder of IsraelBehindTheNews.com, a writer and investigative journalist. Thank you so much for chatting with us on The Home Run.